Hello, my name is Greg E., and I'm an alcoholic. Thanks, Lara, for giving me this opportunity to share my story a little bit here. I love talking about Alcoholics Anonymous and what it's done for my life, so this is it's a pleasure for me. So I think I'll just tell a little bit of my story and how I got to be where I'm at, and then talk about where I'm at today. Let's see, my sobriety date is January 23rd, 2015. So a little over 6 years I've been sober and in this step work, or in this program, working the steps. I got sober at age 38. So I was kicking around, drinking and getting loaded for a lot of years there before I finally got sober. My parents are both alcoholics. Grew up around them drinking every day. You know, they were what a lot of people would call functional alcoholics. So they held down jobs and, you know, provided well for me and my brother. So they weren't like abusive or anything, but, you know, they were alcoholics and they didn't really know how to deal with life without alcohol and didn't really do a great job dealing with life with alcohol. So that was kind of what I saw growing up. And I kind of just, when I got in my teens, I started drinking myself. And early on in my sobriety, I heard an old timer describe his drinking career as fun, then fun with consequences, and then just consequences. And that's definitely what it was like for me. So when I started out drinking in my teens, it was fun. But the consequences for me started right away, even though it was still fun for a lot of years for me. But I had a lot of the consequences that we all see kind of over the all the years of my drinking, legal trouble. Although I never did get a DUI, I did get busted for possession. You know, I wrecked a car. I got fired from a really good job. Burned a lot of relationships, and that I think was the one that ended up hurting the most. Is just what my drinking and using did to the people around me, the people that I cared about the most. But you know, throughout my 20s, I surrounded myself mostly with people who wanted to drink and get loaded the way that I did. And so I felt like it was normal, and I felt like that was the way to have fun. That was the way to celebrate. And it was the way to get me through hard times too. And then it just became the way to get through an average day, you know? By the time I got into my 30s though, a lot of those folks that I'd surrounded myself had settled down, not drinking and getting loaded the way that I still was. And for me, it had progressed to a point where it was hard for me to drink socially with other people because I couldn't get loaded the way that I wanted to. So by the time I got in my mid 30s, it was just pure consequences at that point. The fun was long over. I had managed to get married. I had a child. She was born when I was 35, my daughter. And I just could not handle anything in my life. I was able to kind of hold down jobs, but they would always start to have all kinds of problems. I was married, but my marriage was just completely on the rocks, and I did not know how to be a dad. I didn't know how to be anything, a friend, a son, anything. I just really could not handle anything in my life. And more I just turned to drinking, which I thought would help me get through things. And it got to the point where I was just drinking every day, waking up in the middle of the night, drinking. You know, just consumed with all this self-loathing and fear and anxiety. And the only way I knew how to deal with that was to drink. And so I knew that the way I was drinking was killing me and destroying my life, my relationships. But I also had this part of me that just kept telling me that this is the only way to deal with things. And if you sort out these other things in your life, then the drinking will just go back to the way that it used to be, but it never did. It just always got worse, and I couldn't deal with things in my life. So for me, it took an ultimatum from my wife that she was going to leave and take my daughter for me to try anything different. What that looked like for me was going to inpatient treatment. And I went to a place that was a 12-step program, but I didn't choose it for that reason. I didn't know anything about the 12 steps. I guess the only thing I knew was that there was some kind of higher power thing involved, and I wanted nothing to do with that. But I was desperate. I had kind of tried to stop drinking on my own, and things would just get worse. I'd put together a couple days here and there, and it would just get worse. So So I checked in inpatient treatment, and I was just at that point just utterly broken and defeated. I had just reached a point where I was miserable all the time, whether I was loaded or not. And, you know, it turns out that for me, that was the perfect place for me to be, because that created in me a willingness to try something different. And, you know, when I checked in, they gave me some AA literature, and I just was introduced to the program right away. And I ended up having a lot of downtime when I was in inpatient treatment, and I used it to read the literature. And it was the best thing that had ever happened to me. Reading the big book just opened my eyes to this program and demystified it for me, you know, and I saw that AA wasn't a cult or anything like it. It was just a pretty simple design for living that, you know, really emphasized being of service to other people, being honest, all these things that I had never really thought of doing and were foreign to me, but are pretty simple, just simple, clean ways of living that, you know, a lot of people have adopted over the years were just like brand new ideas to me. But, you know, I started trying it, and I started following some suggestions. And that started with in inpatient treatment, just getting honest about what I was doing, you know, like the way I was living and the way I felt about it. You know, I hadn't been honest with anyone for years. And so opening up in that way just changed everything for me. It was a huge burden lifted off of me right away. You know, and I just kept following suggestions. I tried praying. They told me when I got out of treatment that I should try 90 meetings in 90 days. So I did that. They told me to get a sponsor and to read the book with the sponsor, work the steps with the sponsor. So I did that within a couple of weeks of getting out of inpatient treatment. And, you know, my experience has been time after time that when I follow the suggestions of this program, things just tend to get better in my life. And you know, sitting here now today with over 6 years of sobriety in this program, every aspect of my life has transformed for the better, every aspect. You know, my physical health, my relationships in life, although I did end up getting divorced from my wife, that wife who gave me the ultimatum, the way that divorce has played out has been so much better than anything that it could have been before. My relationship with my daughter, who's now 9, is amazing. My work life is fantastic. You know, there's just all these positive transformations in my life that never would have happened without this program. I want to read just a quick thing here that really sums up to me where I'm at with this program today. Life will take on, this is from page 89 of the big book. Life will take on new meaning. To watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. This is an experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives. And that's really where I'm at today. You know, I was thinking the other day about the phrase a grateful alcoholic. It's something you hear people say at meetings. And I was thinking to myself, if I had it to do over again, if I could go back and live my life not being an alcoholic, would I do it? And my honest answer is no, I wouldn't. And the reason is that I would lose the way of life that I have right now. It took me going through what I went through to get to where I am today, which is a better place than I ever could have imagined, you know? Yes, do I wish that I could do some things different and not hurt people and myself the way that I did? Yes, I do. But, you know, I've made peace with that. I've made peace with those things. I've done what I can to make amends for those. And at the end of the day, I'm in this beautiful place where I love myself and I'm able to be useful and helpful to other people in my life. And it's just a beautiful way of living. Things aren't perfect. It's still hard sometimes in life, but I have the tools today to get through anything without having to pick up. As long as I don't pick up, I know I got a chance at handling whatever life throws at me and, you know, making tomorrow a little better than today. So that's where I'm at today. I'm really grateful to have a chance to share that with you. And I hope that you all can get another 24 of sobriety yourself. Thank you.